All right, everyone. Good evening. Welcome, everyone. Super excited for today's call. It is Wednesday, February 10th, and this is our monthly LBB Q&A call. So I know we may have a lot of newbies on the call today, so it really is very simple. I will let you know how you can raise your hand, and once you raise your hand, you can ask me any questions that you want, completely open Q&A. It can be on anything business-related. If you need to ask me your opinion on something, bounce an idea off of me, anything you want, really, and try to get through as many of them as possible. I typically get to everybody's questions, so that's really cool. And also, if you are on the webcast, you can also just type your question into the Q&A box, and I'll also answer those questions as well. So, again, just want to thank you guys for being here with me tonight. And if you have any questions, it is star 2 to raise your hand. And also, guys, just want to let you or remind you that we do have this week our masterclass with Sarah Little was released. So definitely check that out. You know, it's mostly on coaching, so that is mostly for coaches, but I think that you can still benefit from it even if you're not a coach per se. And Sarah is also going to be hanging out with us in the group. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask her. She'll be in there hanging out with us, answering all your questions. So, all right, I'm going to go ahead and start with the questions. There's a few people here with their hand raised. And don't forget, you guys can also type into the Q&A box, which I see a couple did that before. Okay, cool. All right, so I'm going to go to the first hand raised, and then I'll get to the Q&As in a little bit. All right, so I am going to, I don't know who it is, Aiken, South Carolina. Hello.
Hi, Jen. This is Melody. How are you?
Oh, hey, Melody. I haven't heard your voice in a while. How are you?
I came back. I joined the LBBB about a week ago, and I'm great. How are you?
Great. Fantastic.
Awesome. So, as you know, I am a web designer for women entrepreneurs, and I have been doing a lot of reflecting, and I want to actually get out of doing websites for individuals and provide a course that will teach women how to build their own website. So my question around that is not just the course, but the marketing piece. So I'm hiring a Facebook ads expert, and just from my own knowledge, I know that you are supposed to target your competitors. Do you know of any pages or people that may be do what I do but are popular, so to speak, that I can target their fans?
I don't know of any in particular, and I don't even know if that's really a great strategy. Like, number one, you can only target certain pages. So even a page that maybe has, like, 5,000 or 7,000 likes, like if I was to give you, you know, somebody's name. I do know a couple people that do something similar. But when you go to put those targets into Facebook, they don't necessarily come up.
Right.
You can't target everybody in Facebook. So what I would do is I wouldn't even do that. I would think about, you know, who this person is. So are you targeting coaches, entrepreneurs? Do you know who's your target? Who's your target market?
Yes. It's coaches, speakers and authors, and those are that are actually starting a business. They're in the starting phases.
Okay, so what I would do is I would follow pages more like, you know, coach pages. So if they're coaches, okay. You know, certain big coaches, like obviously like Marie Forleo, Gina DeVee. Right now I probably wouldn't do that because of all the beautiful stuff going on. You're going to be fighting for space.
Right.
But, you know, like think about the pages that they might like. Like, for example, if they're a new coach, MailChimp. I would follow, I would target MailChimp, right? Because anybody who's
that.
MailChimp, Lead Pages, you know, Entreport, like start to think about like even the tools that they're using, and that's what I would target, as opposed to just finding another web designer who's doing the same thing. I don't think that strategy is going to work for you. So I would think about that, like even if it's like an author or speaker, like maybe find, you know, some I don't know if there's some kind of association or something that they'll be a part of. Let's say you want to target like health coaches, you could do the, you know, IIN or, you know, another coach school, something along those lines. But that's what I would think deeper into it. Like, who is this person? What other pages are they liking? What other pages are they following? And that's who I would target.
I did not think about the tools that you and I use and other people use every day. Okay.
Yep.
That's why I joined. That's why I came back. Okay.
Cool. Right, good luck with that. Definitely let us know in the group when that is up and ready. I've had at least three people in the last 24 hours ask me about, you know, website alternative or where they can create a website on their own. So it's definitely something that
wow.
is needed. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you.
You're welcome, Melody. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to Freehold, New Jersey. Hello. Who's this?
Hey, Jen. I think I'm Freehold. It's Dana. Hi.
Hey, Dana. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about Instagram. I just did your,
yep.
I don't know, in the group. I went through all the content of Instagram. And so I kind of have my challenge outlined. I have my ideas, but as far as the way I'm going to do it, I just wanted to get your thoughts. So in going through your stuff, I decided, you know, I primarily want to use it to grow my list. I was thinking of having some sort of, you know, call to action for like a low-cost single session at the end. I'm not quite sure, but definitely growing my list is the primary goal. And then I was going to do the results-oriented one. And I was also thinking of adding a contest in, you know, the whoever posts, you know, have a prompt every day, and each day maybe you get entered into a raffle, like, each time you post, and then at the end just pull one for, you know, a gift or something, one of my favorite meditation tools. I don't know. I just wanted to get your thought on that, doing the contest, or should I just maybe skip that part? Will that
increase I would do it.
Engagement?
I would totally do it. Yeah, I think it definitely helps with engagement. I mean, I've done several where I never did, but, you know, I feel like it's definitely a missed opportunity because, you know, it might sound exciting, but then they get busy and they might not participate. So I think that it definitely increases your chance of engagement, you know, and then you can also kind of tell, like, who's really in it, you know, like who's really loving your stuff. That's like, I'm, you know, die hard. I'm going to do it every single day. And that kind of gives you a little indication of like, you know, you're doing the right thing, you know, are people really responding to it? So I love the idea of doing that. I think it's awesome. And
okay,
so
awesome.
You're doing the challenge on Instagram, right?
So
not
that's
Facebook.
That's kind of my next question. I'm definitely going to do it through email. And I'm thinking at the end that I want it to be an opt-in if all goes well. So I do want to plug it in and do it through email primarily. And basically, I mean, I've been definitely wanting to up my Instagram, you know, engagement and likes, but I don't know that I want to, like, run the challenge on Instagram. Part of me wanted to do it in a Facebook group because I feel more comfortable following the engagement, but then I was a little concerned with the Facebook group because I've been playing with starting one, and I kind of thought, I don't know if I have time to, like, run a full-time Facebook group right now. So I'm wondering if I do the challenge in the Facebook group, does that mean I should keep up with the group going forward, or would it just be a group just for the challenge?
Nope, totally up to you. So absolutely people have to opt in order to get the daily challenges, and you email them. That's, you know, staple no matter what.
Okay.
And the Facebook group, totally up to you. Like, you need to decide, and then when you open up that group and say, hey, this is the group that, you know, we're going to be, you know, posting all of our stuff in, and you can even call it, like, the, you know, X, Y, and Z challenge group, and just let people know, you know, after the challenge is over, you know, I'm going to dissolve the group. Or if you do have, like, a lot of engagement and you're loving it and you want to keep it, then you can totally keep it. And, you know, depending on how many people are involved, like how many people sign up, I believe you can change your Facebook group name up to, I think, 250 members. So if you have less than that and you decide, hey, this is really cool and I want to keep it, then just let everybody know. Like, hey, we're just having so much fun. I'm going to keep the group open, and you can change the name to whatever you want to change the name to, and then that's a really great start to having your own Facebook group. So I think you could totally do it either way. You just would want to check in with yourself and say, you know, do I really want to have my own Facebook group? You know, do I have time to commit to it? But if not, open it up for the challenge, and that's it. So, you know, I have a couple friends that have done this for, like, affiliate stuff, and they'll just say, like, it's a 30-day group, you know, or something like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, as long as I think that you make it clear, you know, in the beginning, you're totally fine.
Yeah, and I think in the beginning I'll make it clear that it's for the challenge, but if, like you said, I love it, then I feel like maybe that's just an added bonus if I keep the group open. Nobody will, you know, be mad if I decide to keep it open and then they can leave.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be mad,
No, I know. So then, but so as far as using Instagram also, could I still, like, would I still post on Instagram, like, the photo of the day, or how would I still tie in Instagram without doing the whole
calendar? Yeah, I would still use Instagram if you're pretty active on Instagram. I mean, the way that I used to do it is I would use Instagram to seed new people onto my list and then into my Facebook group. So, yeah, I think you can definitely use it to build your list from the people that are following you on Instagram. And what I used to do is I kind of just used to do teasers. So let's say if I had, like, you know, day one, like, find your balance. So I would post the photo, but I wouldn't actually post what they had to do. You know, so I would say something like, you know, we're in day one of the XYZ challenge. You know, day one is to find your balance. If you want to know more, click on the link in my profile and you can join us today. It's not too late. So I would do something like that. So you're kind of just teasing them like, ooh, what is that? I want to be a part of that, you know, if they didn't sign up yet. But as far as the promotions leading up, I literally, like, promoted the crap out of it when I was on Instagram. Like, I would promote, like, 3 to 4 times a day on Instagram just because it's so fast, right? So if somebody's only looking at the feed and they don't directly go to your page, they could totally miss it. So I would create, like, 2 to 3, maybe even 4 promotional images about the challenge and promote the crap out of it for probably 5 to 7 days before you start. And just make sure that the link in your profile takes them directly to the challenge.
Okay, perfect. So, I mean, you weren't repeating pictures because you said, you know, three times a day.
I would. But that's why I said have, like, 3 or 4. So I wouldn't just have one and then post one 4 times one day, 4 times the next day. Like, I would mix it up.
Okay, cool.
And if you want to, like, once the challenge is over, you can go back and, like, delete them.
That's a good point.
Because I'm very anal when it comes to my feed, so if I don't like the way it looks like, I'll go back and delete certain ones, so you could totally do that as well.
Okay, I didn't even think of that, but, yeah, that might be a good idea if I feel like, because I don't like the feel when, if it looks like too promotionally.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. So, okay, and then you had some landing page examples that we could click on, but I don't think the links actually worked
because they're
clicking.
Old.
Do you have any,
I'll
ideas
have
that
to check, because those were old, but, I mean, they were very simple landing pages that were linked there, but I can, of course, link, like, any of my current challenges. Just so you can see, but I kept mine super simple. Like, I know some people have sometimes a challenge page that is literally like a sales page, and it's got all this information and all, you know, day one this, day two that, day three this. Like, I don't even tell people, like, what they're going to get on each day. I just say, like, oh, it's 5-day challenge, 7-day challenge. Like, this is, you know, this is what it's about. Join. Like, so the reason why I linked them was because I wanted to show you guys that it can be very simple. You know, you don't have to overcomplicate the landing page. It's literally like, join my 5-day challenge. You know, this is what it's called. This is when it starts. Sign up.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's what I thought. I was just going to do something simple, but I wasn't sure how simple was too simple or.
Yeah, I don't think you really need to get into it all. I mean, I see a lot of people doing that now where they'll say, like, day one, this, day two, this. And, you know, I think it kind of, like, takes a little bit of the mystery away from
doing.
Like,
do that.
Yeah, like, I mean, I guess they're trying to say, like, oh, you should join because this is what we're going to go over. But at the same time, it's like, no, I kind of want to know, you know, I kind of want to be surprised. You know, I don't want to know in advance
like
what the challenge is going to be. So totally up to you, though.
Okay, and then my last quick question is, I use Squarespace, so just for now, for the sake of, like, ease and just getting something out there, I was going to use the cover page option, but I was just thinking the cover page option doesn't actually have the form built in. It kind of just says, click here, and then you have to click, and it takes you to the place to put your name and email.
Well, it's the same if you use lead pages. It's the same if you use lead pages. Yeah,
okay.
The way lead pages is set up, it's the same. It's called something. I can't think of what it's called. It's like going to stump me now on what they call that. But, yeah, like it'll say, like, join my challenge, and then there's a big button that just says join challenge. Then you have to click that, and then it'll bring up the form where you can actually put your name and email. So that's totally fine.
Oh, okay, that's funny. I've done so many lead pages. Like, I've been a participant, and in my mind, it was just you. The form was just right there. But okay,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah, those were pretty much my questions. So that was helpful.
All right. Cool. Well, good luck with it.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye bye. All right. Anybody else? Star 2 to raise your hand, and I'm going to head on over to the Q&A box. See what we got here. Tandy says, how much content is enough content before starting a membership site? Great question. Awesome question. And, you know, my thing is I would want you to have at least 90 days worth of content. So think about what, number one, you want your content to be in your membership site. So if you're going to have just, let's say, you know, one masterclass a month and, you know, one Q&A and then one, let's say, meditation, I don't know what you're going to have in there. But, you know, I would have at least those three elements enough for 90 days. And not that you have to have a full membership site, especially if people know it's just starting, but really to release the stress on you so that every month you're not like, oh my gosh, I have to come up with this content. So my answer is 90 days, have at least 90 days worth of content, and think about how much content you want to put out there. Like I know the Little Black Business Book has a shit ton of content, and it's got a lot, and you guys don't need to have that much if you're starting a site. Just think about your main core pieces of content that you want to deliver every single month and have enough of that for at least 3 months before you put it out there. Hope that answers your questions. If you have any follow-up questions, just type that in the box. Oh, someone says they forgot how to raise their hand. It's star 2. Oh, okay, I got a couple more. All right, let me go through these questions. Oh, Tandy asked a couple different questions. All right, so I have Lee. I wonder if Lee is the one who has her hand raised in Toronto. Is that you, Lee? Hello? Toronto? Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Oh, hey, this is Maddie.
Oh, hey, Maddie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm using a calling card, so I'm in Thunder Bay, but I guess it, like,
oh. Yeah, it's just blank. It doesn't have a name, so.
Okay.
What's going on? What's your question?
Well, my question has to do with social media, and I'm naturally not really super into being on social media and posting all the time. Like, even before I started my business, I wasn't super active. I just got Instagram. I just got Periscope. I just got Twitter. I don't even know how to use it. So I'm wondering if you have an idea of some kind of, like, systemized way where I could, or maybe you already do, like, just get in, like, put all this crap out there, get out, and, like, kind of have it automated in some kind of cycle that makes sense and doesn't take a ton of time to do.
Good question. I have a lot of clients who are like that as well, which is really weird because I love social media. But, you know, my best tip for you is don't go out and get everything. You know, just choose one. I would say one for you right now, as I usually tell my people two. But if you're, like, totally new to social media and it could get overwhelming for you, I would choose one. So let's say you're on Facebook a lot or you want to utilize Facebook groups, go full force with that. one option. If you want to, if you'd like Periscope and you want to keep doing that, then go with that one. If you like Instagram, same thing. Don't try to overwhelm yourself by trying to be everywhere. It's not necessary. And I always say, like, choose the one that you enjoy doing because you're going to do it. You know, if I say, well, I think you should be on LinkedIn, and you have no clue about LinkedIn, or you've been on LinkedIn and you hate it, you're just not going to do it, right? You're just going to find excuses why you don't do it. So find one that feels good for you, find one that you like, and go full force with it. So a couple of things that I do is, number one, you can use something like Hootsuite or Buffer, and you can kind of load up all of your social media. So if you have like blog links or articles or just like quotes, like I'm not sure what, you know, kinds of things you would post, recipes, you know, whatever that is, you can load them up for the entire week. I used to do mine on Sundays, and I would just load everything up for the week. So I knew content was going out every week, but then I'd also hop in, you know, and engage knowing that, you know, I have stuff out there. Another thing you can do if you're going to use, like, Facebook groups, which you can't really schedule in advance as far as using one of those platforms, I would still do the same thing. Like, I would write out my post for the week and know exactly what I was going to post. That way, when it came time to post, I could just literally copy and paste, plug it in, and be done with it. You know, I really don't feel like you have to be on social media, especially if you just don't enjoy it. You know, a couple other ways you can get visibility online with your business is, you know, you can start doing guest posting. And you're in health and wellness, right?
Yes.
Okay, so tons of places online where you can kind of just get on there and start writing some articles, and you can get attention that way for your business. I think it's like one of the easiest ways, and so many people don't do it. But that's another way if you don't enjoy doing that. Another thing you can do is Facebook ads. If you have a small budget, it doesn't even need to be a big budget. I have people that are running Facebook ads for $5 to $10 a day. So that's, you know, about $300 or less a month to get people on your list and get people engaged. So you can do that as well if you don't feel like spending a lot of time, like in Facebook groups or on social media. Point here is that there's just so many different ways to do it. And have you downloaded the 26 Ways PDF?
Yes.
Okay, I would go back through that.
Get visibility?
Yeah, like I would go back through that if you really have a problem with the social media. If not, if it's just like new to you and you want to explore, then I would just stick with one for now. Once you kind of get the hang of it and it feels good and you've got, you know, your system in order, then you can maybe move on to a second platform. But you definitely don't have to go out there and like get every single platform and, you know, try to do them all. It's just not necessary.
Okay, that sounds good. I have a 30-day program right now, and I've been using Hootsuite for the group to do, like, weekly things.
Oh,
and that's
perfect.
Really, yeah, that's really helped with stress. Otherwise, I find it's, like, a chronic stress. Like, oh, my God, I need to put something out there. And then I feel guilty. So.
Like, spend an hour, even two, on, you know, a Sunday and load it up. I mean, if you don't want to do it yourself, Jessica Jokish, that is in the group, she's my VA, and she's awesome, and she helps me with my social media. Hire her.
Yeah,
she can do it for you.
Okay.
So, awesome. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely ways around it. You know, the last thing you want is to be, like, overwhelmed with social media. That's not the point.
Okay. I think that's all. Yeah, I was talking to my mentor. Do you know John Master?
I actually just did a podcast with him.
It'll be airing soon.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he mentioned you because I was talking to him about you because I was trying to figure out my Facebook ad because I meet with him once a month, and he said, I think I literally just spoke with her like yesterday. That's so funny.
Yeah. I think it was last week or this week we recorded the podcast. Yeah, so it should be out in a couple of weeks. That's funny.
Cool. I can't wait to hear your podcast.
Awesome. And that's another thing you can do to get attention for your business, podcasting. Love it.
Yes. Okay. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Going to hop back on over to the Q&A here. There's a bunch of questions here. Going to answer the quick ones first. let's see here. What are your thoughts on using Snapchat as a biz strategy? I really don't have a thought yet, Tandy. It's kind of just seems like every time something comes out and everybody jumps on it, that another thing comes out and then everybody jumps on that, and then another thing comes out and everybody jumps on that. So I'm not one to kind of like follow the hype. So I did download it. I was completely lost in the beginning, but now I see how it works. I don't really see how to use it as a biz strategy unless you already have a big following. Like, I that's the way I feel. Like, I know Gary Vee is using it, and, you know, some of, like, celebrities, but they have people that, like, want to see what's going on in their life, you know? So, I mean, I'm sure there is a way, but, you know, I really haven't figured it out yet. So that's my answer to that. All right. So I'm going to Lee. Lee says, I'm in my fourth year of business. I got scared of my clients. I was attracting the wrong ones in 2015. Drained me in my confidence. I stopped going after the business, but somehow survived. Now I am clear that I want 12 private clients in 6-month packages with me, but I'm still scared to start welcoming new private clients into my life. Question one, is this a money block or a confidence issue? Question two, any great ways to break the ice and get back into sales mode? Do I just start picking up the phone and calling old leads, reconnecting? I'm frozen. I'll answer the first question, or the second question first and the first question second. So, yes, if you have leads or low-hanging fruit or people that you've talked to before in the past that could possibly be your potential clients, then, yes, definitely get on the phone with them, reach out to them. You can also, you know, ask for referrals if there's people that you've worked with in the past, maybe even bringing on some past clients to kind of, you know, get you back into, you know, sales mode or get you back into that feeling of coach. For me, question one, is this a money block or a confidence issue? Honestly, I think that it's definitely a money block. So what I would look at is, what happens if you get these 12 clients and they all say yes and you have 12 people working with you in a 6-month package? Like, what is that going to do for you? Are you going to enjoy that? Is that going to be too much? Is it going to be too stressful? You know, I don't know how much that translates into dollar amount, but, you know, what does that mean for you and your level of success? Like, what does that mean for you? Does that mean that you're going to be able to, or that you're going to turn down things that you really enjoy doing because you're so busy with these 12 clients? Or, you know, I would just really look into why. Like, where is that fear coming from having these clients again? You know, you've been in business for quite some time now. So what is it? Like, do you even want to work with private clients? I don't even know what you do, but, you know, that's my first thought is, do you really want to work with the private clients, or is there something else that you really want to do and that's why you scared away the clients in the first place? So I would definitely dig into that, and I'd love to hear about what you do. I thought, Lee, maybe this is a different Lee, but I thought you did yoga for some reason. I don't know if that's the same one. But if you have follow-up to that, go ahead and type it in the box. Let's see. Tandy says, I started having free monthly coaching calls for my email community in 2016. I'd like to hold monthly coaching calls for my paid membership program that I want to start in May and June. I'm struggling with whether having 2 coaching calls a month, one for my email tribe and one for my paid membership community, but I'm still struggling how different the calls would be. I like adding value for my peeps and would love some ideas here. Maybe I need to convert these free monthly calls to being available as part of the membership, so I'm still doing one call a month. I just don't know what people think about taking away a benefit. Good question, and I don't know. I mean, I think there's definitely a way to do this without like taking away from the people that are actually paying. Like, that's what I would be afraid of, is like, why would somebody pay if they're getting it for free? Like, what is going to be the distinction of your calls? Like, say for example, like me, if I was going to do a call, I would probably do a webinar where, you know, I gave people lots of feedback or, you know, knowledge, information. I told them how to do something. You know, that would be like, you know, my first call. But the call that I have with you guys is very much hands-on. Like, you get to ask me any questions that you want. Whereas if I was just doing a webinar, I probably wouldn't have time to do all of that. So I think that definitely if you're going to keep both, you do have to make a distinguish, or you're going to have to distinguish between what the paid call is and what it's not. Another great example of that is, you know, I may do webinars that are free, But then I also have, you know, in the membership site, I have the master classes, which are way more in-depth. I have, like, you know, PDF to go with it and all this other stuff. So maybe even adding something to that second call that's going to be a paid call to make that more valuable than the free one. Alternatively, you can just stop doing the calls. I mean, think about how many people are actually on the calls. I wonder how many people are. You know, if it's not that many people, then I think you can totally just, you know, and I don't think it's going to be, like, taking away. Like, are your people really on your list just because they want these free calls, or is it something else? So you can totally change your opt-in for your email community and let them know, you know, it's going to be in part of my membership site, but, you know, the calls are going to be jam-packed. We're going to have actual workbooks with every call, you know, and just, like, make it more valuable. Hope I didn't confuse you. I felt like I was rambling on there for a little bit. But if you have any follow-up to that, let me know. I want to see if Lee wrote back. No, she didn't. Okay, I'm going to go to one person that has their hand up, and then I'm going to go back to the questions. And this is Lisa Marie. Hey, how are you?
Good. Hey, Jen, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much for your time. This is actually my first time being in this capacity and being on live with you, so I appreciate you doing this call. Yeah, it's really fun. And I've actually gained a lot just by listening to the other people and you know, the questions that they have concerning, like, challenges and social media and all that. One of the things that I've been struggling with for a bit of time now is getting myself in front of my ideal client, right? So I know who she is. I'm just having a bit of a struggle getting in front of someone who knows that to create a successful business, that they do need to invest in themselves and in their business, right? So I'm very active on social media. I don't know, you know, I mean, I'm in all the groups. I have my own group. I'm on Twitter. I'm all over the place. And that's one of the things that I love to teach is, like, online visibility strategy and all of that. And I want to work with new entrepreneurs, right? So new coaches. And my target market is women, women entrepreneurs. And I'm thinking, would it be I'm trying to think of different ways to reach my ideal client. And I'm wondering if using LinkedIn would be a good way to go about that. Do you have any thoughts about LinkedIn?
Yeah, I mean, I think LinkedIn is a great tool. I know a lot of people that are using it that are, you know, being really successful and getting clients on it, but I think that's not the problem.
Tell me.
You know, obviously, like, I've seen you. I know who you are. We've talked. I've see you on social media. What do you do for people? Tell me.
You know, you're not the first person who said that. They said I'm not conveying the value of what I do. So basically, I help women to become absolutely confident in who they are, and then I teach them online visibility strategy, right? So someone who's coming to me who is terrified of putting themselves out there, so I do a lot of mindset work around the whole confidence piece and helping them to really, you know, take ownership of, like, what they do and who they are in the world. So I do that, and I truly do help them with social media, whether it's showing them actually how to set up social media profiles, whether it's teaching them how to engage in social media interaction. You know, like, how do you go about interacting on Twitter? How do you go about interacting and putting yourself out there in Facebook or on LinkedIn or anything like that? Does that make any sense?
That's okay. So let me dig a little bit deeper. What's the benefit of that?
The benefit is overall that they're going to have a much, I don't want to say easier time, but they're going to be more successful in their life and in their business, right? So they can kind of eliminate some of those stressors, and they can eliminate, you know, the fears of being, you know, rejected, or, you know, we all have those kinds of fears. So that's what I want to do. I want to help empower them to feel more free and to feel more you know, confident and to free them up of that, you know, I don't know, like that mental
okay.
kind of.
Yeah, you're going back. Okay, so let's go forward again. What is
okay,
the
yeah, I'm sorry.
If they're if they're more confident in their business, if they're showing up online and they feel good about it and they're not stressed out about it and they're loving it, what is the benefit of that? What do they get from that?
Well, they're definitely going to gain. They're definitely going to get, I would think, more business, which
okay.
would in turn mean more revenue.
You
okay.
just hit the nail on the head. Okay. That's
I know,
what
you
don't
dig it out of me, right? Like I.
That's
no,
what I was
I
going for. Like what, people don't buy confidence, okay?
And happiness
they,
and all that, right,
yeah.
right?
They buy the benefit of that. So what is that confidence going to give them? You know, yes, it's going to help them, you know, be less stressed when they're online, but what does that mean? They're going to be able to show up, be authentic, attract their clients, their ideal clients,
yes.
Simply by being themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so all of those things, maybe, you know, I don't know if you help them even with, you know, sales calls. Are they going to have more confidence when they get people on the phone? Are they going to be more confident to ask for the sale? So I would start talking about more of that stuff because, you know, from what I see, and I'm in the same groups that you are, new entrepreneurs, new coaches, people that are coming into this, like, they want clients, right? They want money.
Yeah.
They want
yeah,
success.
Absolutely.
They want six figures. And here's the thing. I'm going to give this nugget to you and everybody else listening. It's something I learned from my mentor is – You've got to sell people what they want, not what they need. We know that they need confidence. We know that they need
okay.
visibility. They think that they need clients. They think that they need money. You've
got
to sell them what they want, okay? And, you know, wrap what they need inside of what they want. And the analogy that my mentor gave me, and I think I might have said this on the last call. It could have been another call that I was on, but he says, you know, let's say you have a dog. You have a dog, right? Does he have a picture
I
of
do,
you
yeah.
a dog? Okay, so
yeah,
you have a dog,
do, yeah.
your dog gets sick, right? The doctor's like, oh, you got to give your dog this pill, this horse pill.
Right.
And
yeah.
you can't just, like, take it out of the bottle and say, here, eat this. He's not going to eat it, right? He doesn't
right.
want it. He needs it, but he doesn't want it. And what do? You go get some food, maybe a piece of cheese or something. You wrap the pill in the piece of cheese,
yeah.
and you say, here you go, and he eats
right.
it up. You've
right.
got to think about your clients the same way. You got to wrap what they need inside of what they want and sell them what they want.
Yeah,
that is such a beautiful, like, pictograph. Like, I just envisioned that in my mind, and I'm like, oh, okay, so that's what I'm not doing.
Good. Well,
okay.
I hope that helped you.
It did. It really did, actually. And I do thank you
yeah.
because you put out such tremendous value. And, you know, and I just really appreciate you being honest and just putting it out there and almost, I don't want to say forcing, but kind of digging to get that from me. Because I know it's in there, but I had a hard time, like, articulating it. And
yeah.
essentially, that's, you helped me to pull it out. So thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I'm going to look forward to your posts now and see how they change.
All right.
All right. I'll talk
Will
to you
do.
Soon.
Thanks, Jen. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Let's see. I'm going back to the Q&A. Or the chat box, I should say, if anybody else has a question. You can press star 2 while I'm hanging out in the chat box here. Let's see. Elise says, I just joined. Yes, I didn't miss it this time. Hi, Elise. Sorry, I'm just making sure I get everybody's questions here. Coaching with Amy says, I am not ready to invest in lead pages at this time. Do you have another suggestion for lead pages for setting up opt-ins? There's tons of free ones. I don't use them, so I can't recall what they are right now, but I know that there's ones that, you know, they just have a one-time fee, so you just pay like $37 and, you know, you have it forever. There's some that are free, but they're very limited. I think one is like Instapages. I would just Google Google landing pages, and then a whole bunch should come up, and if anybody else has suggestions, let Amy know in the group. But yeah, there definitely are alternatives. Me personally, I think lead pages is worth the investment. I think the cheapest option is like $37 a month. And, I mean, I use it for everything in my business. But, yeah, there definitely are alternatives. So check that out. All right. Let's see. Brooke says, how do you transition your Facebook content without looking flaky? We post five days on different topic, which needs to be chosen, then researched. People appreciate it, but it takes so much time and doesn't leave time for money-making activities. Each day of the week is a theme, motivation, Mondays. I need more information here. How do you transition your FB content without looking flaky? I feel like these are two different questions, so if you can elaborate on that, and, you know, I'd love to know what the topics are. You know, what are the five different topics, and can you actually narrow that down to create, you know, more of a niched business for you that'll make it easier? But, yeah, if you could type in and give me a little bit more on that question so I can help you out, that would be great. All right, Carlise, I hope I'm saying your name right. Hey, Jen, loved your mini mindset course. Thank you. You're welcome. I actually helped a friend get out of a rut telling her what I've learned from you. My question is, I have a wedding website with over 5,000 members and over 5,000 fans on the fan page. I've been wanting to target the now stay-at-home moms among them who want to learn how to make money from home, not necessarily through just coaching, but with their hobbies and talents. How do I start? I have ideas, but would love to hear your suggestions. All right, so I would start by testing your market and finding out if they even want it. So if you have these members, I don't know what you mean by website members. I'm guessing that you mean on your mailing list. I would send them a survey. I would send a survey out and, you know, ask them, you know, are you interested in X, Y, and Z? If you're on my list, you've seen me do this a couple times over the last couple weeks. What I'm doing is I'm segmenting my list and I'm saying, okay, these people are interested in visibility. These people are interested in marketing. These people are interested in publicity. So that way when I go to make new offers, if somebody, you know, is not interested in publicity, I'm not going to send them publicity stuff. So that's what I would start to do is just start putting the feelers out there and see if your people are even interested in it. Fan page, I don't really know what you could do there. If you had a group page, you would be able to post a question or a poll and have people answer. Not so sure about the fan page there. The only thing you could target maybe is or run an ad, target the people that are fans of your page and ask them the question or offer maybe a freebie that has to do with you know, making money from home and see how what kind of response you get from your people. But definitely just put your feelers out there. If you have a list of people that you can email, that's probably going to be your best bet to actually reach out to them, send out a survey, find out what they are interested in learning about. All right. How can I leverage social media as an individual and not-for-profit? The same way. You know, I mean, what would you want to leverage the social media for? Are you trying to get, you know, media attention? Are you trying to get Facebook famous? I mean, I don't know what you would leverage the social media for, but I would think it would be the same way. You know, just being yourself, giving people value, giving people something to talk about, starting conversations, being real, same as you would for a business. All right, Marla. Hi, Marla. She says, I'm so excited about setting up my membership site, and I want to thank you for the great content on the LBBB and my strategy call. You're welcome, Marla. All right. I have Octavia. She says, I use Instagram as one of my marketing channels. I get lots of likes, but no one has really signed up for my upcoming webinar or workshop. Is there anything else I should or could be doing? Am I doing something wrong? Instagram is a really fast-moving platform, and it's also a platform that people don't go to buy, and they don't like to be sold to. And obviously, you're not actually selling them something, but you are selling them, you know, your time or your webinar. You're marketing to them. So what I would do is instead of just trying to use that as an avenue to have them sign up for your webinar, I would have an ongoing thing in your Instagram where you're promoting your freebie or, you know, whatever your opt-in is, and just get people on your list, and then you can promote the webinar to the people that are on your list that already showed interest in what you had. So, yeah, I don't know if that strategy works really well unless you have, like, a huge following. So I would just try to get them on your list another way by offering them the freebie and then, you know, then tying the webinar into that. All right. All right. Tia says, how can I gain confidence at networking events? Great question. Probably not the best question to ask me because I can't I don't like in-person networking events. I still get really nervous and stuff. So I'm not the best person to ask, but definitely great topic. I'm going to see if I can get someone, maybe as our guest expert in the next few months, who maybe can talk about this. All right. Jessica says, can you give quick advice on how to tell if you're playing small versus starting where you're at? I feel like that's a question that you can answer yourself by just looking inside. Like, you know, starting where you're at is actually still moving you forward, whereas I think playing small is keeping you, holding you back. So that's what I would look at. Like, you know, if you're, you know, thinking about, you know, saying yes or no to an opportunity or investing in yourself or something along those lines, think about, like, are you saying no to things because you don't feel comfortable with where you're at? Are you saying no because you don't have confidence? That, I would say, is playing small. Starting where you're at is something completely different. I think, you know, somebody who's starting where they're at just is aware of what their capabilities are, and they kind of play on that. So two totally different things, in my opinion. Dana says, Jen, if you have time for a second question, I love help with the name of my challenge. If that's not cool, I'd sleep on it. They all feel sort of flat to me. Maybe I'm overcomplicating it. All right, so ease into a consistent meditation practice, 7-day challenge. Create more ease, 7 days to a consistent meditation practice, more ease, more rhythm, 7-day challenge to help you create a daily practice you love. I like the last one, but they sound completely different. So I would find out, or I would ask yourself, or you can tell us, what are they actually going to learn? Like, what is the result? Is the result that they're actually going to create a daily meditation? If that's true, I like the last one because it's pretty self-explanatory as to what they're going to get. You know, they're going to get a 7-day challenge that's going to help them create something. They know they're going to have something at the end. I kind of like the more ease, more rhythm. I just felt like that flowed. But so, yeah, I would think about that one says consistent meditation practice, too. So I like those last two. Another thing you can do is post it in the group. I think you might have posted it already, or if that was just mixed in with one of your other questions. But I would post it in the group and see what everybody else thinks. I gave my opinion there. All right. I just skipped over somebody's question. Okay, Claire says, my question is around blog content and sales funnels. I've created a 5-day challenge to help musicians write their bio as my opt-in, and I'm struggling with what my communications cadence would look like after the challenge is over. I'm just starting out in my business and want to have a few months of content created before I launch my website. What are your thoughts on creating a longer 3-to-6-month sequence of weekly content after they opt in that builds on itself and leads to my offerings versus random content each week posted to my blog? If I did a 3-to-6-month sequence of content, each post would be on my blog without dates. I want my content to be purposeful, and I'm curious about your thoughts on this. I like either one. I like the idea of a sequence. I just don't think that it needs to be that long. So I think, you know, you can do the funnel after the 5-day challenge. Maybe it's like 10 days or 21 days, something like that, where it does lead to an offering or, you know, getting on the call with you for a consultation, something along those lines. And then I would just put them on your regular newsletter after that. So I would definitely have a sequence. I just don't think it needs to be that long. I hope that makes sense and answers your question. All right. Do you have somebody that has a hand raised? I'll be with you in 1 second. Got one more question here. Octavia says, I have an upcoming challenge called the Money Up Challenge. Do you think it's a good name? I like it. I would just definitely have some sort of subtitle to let people know exactly what it is, but I think the name is pretty clever. Deborah says, if you post an offer that doesn't get any buys, do you continue to post? Do you change it? Do you not change it? How often do you keep putting it out there? You've got to put it out there consistently. I mean, I don't know how long you're waiting to see if it's getting a response, but it also depends on your, you know, who you're putting it out there to. Are you putting it out to warm leads? Are you putting out to people who don't know who you are? Have you tested it? I wouldn't keep changing the offer because 9 times out of 10, it's not the offer. It's the way that you're marketing the offer and who you're marketing to. So I would look at those things first before I say there's something wrong with my offer. All right, going to the lines. I'm going to Phoenix, Arizona. Hello.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, who's this?
This is Wendy Porter. My business is Crown for Success. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I just had a quick question. I'm on Instagram, and I have probably about 36,000 followers now, but I'm really trying to transition my business to Facebook and trying to kind of do what I've done with Instagram but on Facebook. And I didn't want to go through it. I was wondering if you know of any e-courses or if maybe you've created one or if you know of somebody who sells one that I could purchase that would help me and walk me through the process of building my audience on Facebook.
Are you looking to build your audience on a Facebook page or a Facebook group?
I already have a Facebook page on there, so it would be on my page. What I do now is I use an app that automatically sends my Instagram posts to my Facebook page, so there's no interaction, though, on my Facebook page with anybody.
How many people are on your Facebook page?
Oh, gosh, maybe a couple hundred, if that. There's not many.
So Facebook is a little tough, as I'm sure you hear. You know, nobody sees your stuff. So even if there was 200 people on your page and something gets, you know, posted to your page, you know, I'm sure you can see the stats. You probably have like 5 people that see it or 10 people.
Right.
And it's because Facebook wants you to pay for advertising for people that already like your page to like your stuff as well. So it's a little tough to build that. What I would do is I would probably, you know, if you were going to do a Facebook group, I would have something totally different. But for a Facebook page, I would probably just run a like campaign to your page to get the numbers up a little bit. And
okay.
That's something you can easily do. You know, you don't have to spend a ton of money on that. But get those numbers up a little bit. And you have to be super, super really engaged in Facebook on a Facebook page if you want, you know, that leverage on the actual fan page. I know a couple people that do it really successfully. And, you know, most people don't. Most people, it doesn't work out that way because you have to be super engaged. Sending something from your Instagram to Facebook is like a big no-no. Like, Facebook does not like that.
Okay.
So if you're really looking to grow your Facebook page, I would say upload those photos directly into Facebook if you want to get that audience there. And then, you know, simply, like, if you have, you know, all these people on your Instagram, what I would do is I would send them to your list. Have you been building your list with those people?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so I would, you know, I would obviously send something to those people who have already opted into your list and invite them to join your page.
Okay.
You know, since they're already there and you've already gotten their emails from Instagram, I would start there. But I just don't know if it's a really great strategy. I don't know that many people. I can't even think off the top of my head. I mean, I'm sure I can Google it, but I can't think off the top of my head anybody that's teaching Facebook page strategy right
okay.
now. You know, just because of that. Like, you can have a thriving Facebook page if you pay for ads.
Okay, so it's really the ads that is where it's at. Okay. All right,
pretty
I was
much.
Wondering. Because,
yeah.
Okay. All right, perfect.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if Facebook does the same thing for groups pretty soon.
Okay, gotcha. Okay,
but,
and I have a group, but it's closed to my members right now on my website, so I don't do much with that other than interact with my members on there. So
I
am trying to, you know, really build my following on my page, though.
Awesome.
Okay,
all right,
well, thank
cool. And
you.
Actually, you know
I
what?
Appreciate-
I actually uh-huh. just thought of something. One of my girlfriends uh-huh. was at a seminar the other day about fan pages. I'm going to ask her, and I'll post it in the group.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Anybody else? Star 2. I saw that there was a couple more questions in the chat, so I'll hop back over there. Alrighty. Q&A box. What would you recommend, Facebook page or Facebook group for engagement? I think I just answered that. Facebook group. Claire says, thank you. That was super helpful. Dana says, thank you, Jen. And Brooke says, we help empower and inspire women to gain confidence and slay their life and business. We have a mix of entrepreneurs and corporate women. On Mondays, we talk about general motivation. Tuesdays, we talk about entrepreneurship. Thursday, we talk about corporate. Fridays, we shout out an inspirational woman. Each post relates to mindset empowerment for women as it relates to the day's topic. How to get promoted at work, how to deal with shame, how to set boundaries. They're all like mini blog posts, and we receive great feedback. It just takes a long time to research each one. Should we be more niche with just entrepreneurs or career gals? Yeah, I mean, what I would do, I feel like there are two different things, right? Somebody who has an entrepreneur mindset isn't exactly somebody who is thriving in their career and a career woman. So, I mean, I see them as two different things. I would separate. I, you know, don't want to tell you that if you have, like, a huge following and, you know, you have to set it up. But much like I was telling the other girl before, segmenting your list, finding out who wants what, and then maybe even creating another page that's just for the career women and then just for the entrepreneurs. As far as taking this off your hands, hire it out. That's actually my answer for everything. I just think if it's taking you this much time and it's like putting this stress on you, you're better off hiring somebody else to do the research for you and training them in, you know, what kinds of things they can post and, you know, what kinds of images to look for and all kinds of things like that. It just seems like a lot. It just seemed like a lot just reading it, so I can just imagine what you feel like. But, yeah, I would start to segment your people and see, you know, even, like, you know, do you have, like, just an overabundance of entrepreneurship and, you know, not that many career, or maybe it's switched the other way. So I would really find out, you know, where most of your people are coming from. All righty. All right, so, all right, I have the answer for you. Okay, so it's called Fan Page Traffic. Fan Page Traffic Academy, sorry. Fan Page Traffic Academy, that is going to show you how to work your Facebook fan page. Just asked my friend, and she answered really, really quickly. all right, so I think that is it, guys. Let me just do a little refresh. Octavia says, thank you for the answer regarding the webinar. I have two follow-up questions. Should I market my webinar to my list instead or on social media more? Both. For social media, I should work on building my list. Yes, everything you do, you should be building your list. Absolutely. And I believe that's going to be our masterclass for next month, is going to be on list building. So stay tuned for that. And that is it, guys. Well, that was a great call. If you guys have any follow-up questions or anything that comes to mind, go ahead and put that in the Facebook group. And I will see you guys next month. Bye-bye.